while we were in Call Me Madam, the Gretsch Musical Instrument Company approached us because they had quite a large supply of plastic ocarinas they were trying to sell. We formed the Dorset Recording Company and made an instructional record for Gretsch as to how to play an ocarina.
That's Dick. And that's Polly. Polly and Dick are called the Potato Bugs. They're going to show you how easy it is for anyone to play the ocarina. Popular songs, classics, and all those old songs that we love so well.
By the numbers?
By the numbers, Dick. One company numbers the holes on their ocarinas, and the number system in their instruction book is so simple that you can play songs right off in less than 10 minutes. But the scale comes first. How about it, Dick? And after the scale, by using the number system, an easy tune like... There it is. Row your boat, and you can play it by the numbers. Now the experts will tell us about the technique of handling your ocarina.
Well, my first thought is don't. Don't place the mouthpiece too far into your mouth.
Holly's right. If you want a good, clear tone, you must tongue the ocarina correctly by saying two into the mouthpiece. Like this. Two. Two. Tongue each note this way unless you deliberately want to slur from one note to another.
Can you play a combination of clear tones and slurs?
Surely. Dick, let's do Oh, Where, Oh, Where Is My Little Dog Gone?
Well, that was some fast tonguing and some slow slurring by the famous Potato Bug.
Thank you, thank you.
Even though the instrument is so simple that a child of five can enjoy it and play tunes, the ocarina or sweet potato is the first step toward playing more complicated instruments, like the flute and the clarinet or the saxophone, because it has the very same scale and fingering. And the ocarina is the perfect beginner's instrument, because you can play songs without knowing anything at all about music. And that's the way you'll be playing after a few hours of fun with your ocarina. Now turn the record over, and the Potato Bugs will show you the effects and moods that can be achieved with a sweet potato that makes music fun, because it's fun to make music.